Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The third baseman, Rob Ellis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Yates. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marcelino Lopez. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Harper reaches second base with a double. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Splitterv covering, for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kubiak. The throw from May and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. One out. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez bunts towards the mound. Splitterv juggles the ball. That's an error on Splitterv. Rodriguez moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Lopez scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Brewers. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Otis reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 0 for 1 in the game. Yates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yates. The throw from May and he is safe. Yates steals second. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Al Yates. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Rob Ellis now playing right field. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Splitterf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterf is 0 for 1 in the game. Splitterf hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 0 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. Kosko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Jerry May. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a line drive towards the mound. Lopez catches it and throws to first to double up Floyd. Two outs. Dennis Pepke pinch hits for Paul Splitterv. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dennis Pepke now catching. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 3 in the game. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 3 in the game. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Ken Sanders now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Patek steals second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.